I'm Jan Banning, and I'm a photographer, and I have made a book which is called Sporen van Oorlog, which would be translated Traces of War, but Sporen also refers to the railway lines. The book is about survivors of the Pakambaru railway. I photographed 24 men, and I photographed them the way they worked during this period of forced labor. The upper part of their body is naked.
Radio Netherlands presents Traces of War, images from the Pakambaru-Sumatran Railway in Indonesia during World War II.
Let's open the book, and then we come to the photographs. Put them in alphabetic order. And because of that, my father is the second one in the row. My father is Frans Banning. My father was born in Indonesia on April the 5th, 1921, in Makassar, which was on Sulawesi, as it's called now. He became a prisoner of war and was brought to the Pakambaru Railway.
I was born in Indonesia in 1921. We had a very lucky life on Java till the Japanese came. In 1941, when Pearl Harbor was attacked, it was the beginning of the war in Indonesia. I had to join the army. It was only after 8 days that our government had to capitulate, because the Japanese were too strong for us, and so I started to be a prisoner of war.
So here we come to a photograph of Frank Salden. Well, as you can see, Frank Salden looks quite different from my father. There's a dark side to it, and he somehow reminds me of Marlon Brando in Apocalypse Now. Life hasn't been easy on Mr. Salden, I think. So let's get to the introduction of Mr. Salden. Mr. Salden says he was also born in Indonesia on the 1st of May 1924, and he entered the army as a volunteer, the Dutch colonial army, at a very young age, 17. And during the war, he first of all worked as a forced laborer, airfields,
floors. My name is Frank Salden. When the war started in Indonesia, I was only 17 years old. I volunteered 9th of December to join the army. And the beginning of March 1942, we already became prisoners of war.
Right, so here we have Mr. Willem Wildeman. He looks a friendly man, I think. White hair. We see a man who still looks remarkably well for being in his late 80s. Willem Wildeman was born on the 26th of September 1915 in a small place near Rotterdam. And he entered the war as a sailor, got stuck in Indonesia because of the Japanese attack, and he had the terrible misfortune of being aboard the transport ship, the Yunyu Maru, which was sunk by an English submarine. And this shipwreck cost the lives of 5,500 people, the majority of them being Romushas, Asian forced laborers during the Second World War.
On that little old ship was 6,400 men. On the way, we got torpedoed by the English submarine, and so we went down. But on the ship, the Ramushas had never seen a sea, never seen a boat. They all stay on that ship, and they all went in one cry, right down with the ship down. I saw the whole thing. That cry, I never, never in my life I will forget. The dead cry of 3,000 young men is still in my ears. Even if I get 100 years old, I still will remember that cry.